What about the impact of the novel therapies on stem cell collection? What do we know about that?
That's another interesting point. We are beginning to develop data to suggest that these combinations, to some degree, can impede the ability to collect stem cells. The two newest drugs that we have in use today are lenalidomide, which is a second-generation IMID. It is, if you will, the second drug after the original IMID, thalidomide. And we have the prototype proteasome inhibitor, bortezomib. We're now learning that both of these drugs, to some degree, can impair stem cell collection. There are data that have been published and reported with the use of lenalidomide that suggest that patients who've had, say, more than three cycles of lenalidomide have inferior stem cell collections in terms of the numbers of stem cells as measured by CD34 counts, the number of cycles of collection, the number of days of collection, and the average yield per day. This is primarily data reported when G-CSF or filgrastim is used for mobilizing stem cells. By and large, this inferiority of collection can be overcome for patients who receive cyclophosphamide or chemotherapy mobilization. We also have a novel agent for stem cell mobilization that formerly called AMD-3100. The generic name that has been given is plerixafor, and it's a chemokine receptor 4 inhibitor. So it's a small molecule that actually interferes with the direct binding of stem cells to the bone marrow. And this can be used in combination with filgrastim and mobilize stem cells into circulation. That may, in fact, overcome this discrepancy. In addition, there are some data from the IFM, which is a French transplant consortium, where they've used bortezomib and dexamethasone in a randomized trial compared to VAD. And generally what they showed was that if you look at a minimum target level, only a few percent of patients will fail to collect this minimum target. It's really only about 4%. On the other hand, if you're looking at a more robust collection, 5 million CD34 cells or more, which is generally considered a more optimum stem cell collection for transplant, the failure rate with these novel drugs is as high as 20%. So I think it's safe to say that both of these new drugs have some degree of inhibition of stem cell collection.
Can you compare the two?
There really are no direct comparisons, and so it's hard to say. My gut feeling, to be honest, is that I think that lenalidomide probably has a bit more serious effect on marrow function than bortezomib. But honestly, there are no direct data to say one is better than the other.
What about combinations?
Well, we don't know for sure because there really are only very limited data on combinations above, say, lenalidomide dex or bortezomib dex. So we don't know about triplet combinations or combinations that add cyclophosphamide. I would guess that adding these other combinations would not have a huge incremental impact on stem cell collection because we have enough experience with these older drugs used in combination to suggest they're largely non-toxic. The only one that you clearly want to avoid is a drug like melphalan, which we know is a stem cell toxin. And so for at least 10 or more years, that's been a caveat that we try to get out to the primary oncologist is to avoid melphalan for a patient you're considering for stem cell transplant.